Lana Turner has collapsed. There's a very good short essay on distraction, but where did I read it? I spoke these words aloud, but only knew it when my spouse, who I didn't know was there, nearly collapsed laughing. From the doorway, he added, "If you're looking for your coffee, it's on the hall table." So many open windows on this screen. Someone posts, "Is anybody else upset about the price of frozen cakes at Safeway?" I'm selecting poems for Tuesday night's class when a new Visa bill pings my inbox. Paying it off might restore some clarity to my current state of mind, or just more debt, not to be confused with depth. The lesson will be on the use of distraction or digression as a kind of poetic structure, an animating force, since isn't that how our minds move? I mean, after Frank O'Hara reads the news headline about Lana Turner's collapse, he goes on forever about the weather, argues with the spectral friend he is running late to meet over the exact form of precipitation falling at that moment. He insists it's hail, knows his friend would call it rain or snow. I mean, if we curb our wandering attentions, what's left of what C.K. Williams called the theater of our thinking? I could be searching prognosis for a dear friend with a terrible diagnosis, but what I find will likely make me upset, this tall glass of water, soaking any handouts printed so far. Actually, that part already happened earlier today. What a mess. I mean, oh, Lana Turner, we love you. Get up.